Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little,
followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Friday to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, do you know what a good Friday is? Tommy, you didn't know what hump day was on a Wednesday. Did you get the premise that Friday is an incredible day because it's the weekend?
So hang on, slow down. Friday is the one before Saturday.
That's
is that right?
And it's a good day because it means the weekend is almost here.
Okay. I'm starting to learn about these days of the week from you. I knew you'd teach me a thing or two.
It's a good day as well because it means we get to start off with this. Drop it like it's hot.
Big Moore's booty drop. All right, I picked one of my fave old school singers, a bit of Will Smith today.
Yes.
I didn't know which to pick because I love a bit of Getting Jiggy With It.
Please, because you know what I controversially really like?
What?
Switch.
Oh, yeah. I thought about Switch and I also thought about Welcome to Miami. Mm, yeah. I don't know the words.
I don't actually know that song. I pretended to know it.
You don't know Welcome to Miami? What do you mean you don't know Welcome to Miami?
I'm looking at Caitlin. She doesn't know it either.
I'm Spotifying while I'm doing this. I'm going to find it for you. Hold on. Just everyone hold on a sec.
Yeah.
Welcome. Let me just see.
And I reckon the sound quality, maybe this is how we could do a bit more booty drop now. You're just playing out of your phone into the microphone. Oh, yeah, I know this.
Welcome to the city where the heat is on. I'm lying on the beach.
Shall we play one of his hits?
No, mate. Buzz is enough. Much better.
He's cracked it. Can we play Switch? Are we playing Switch?
Okay, hold on. I'll find Switch as well, everybody. Heat is on a line. Okay, where's Switch? Is it a Switch?
Yeah.
How's his quality?
First one.
Oh. Anyway, we're not playing any of those songs.
Okay, good.
I picked Men in Black. That's a good one.
Is this what the one you picked? Mate, it's the worst one.
It's good.
It's Bickmore's booty drop.
I can't get Switch off now. Hold on. I'm trying to get Switch off.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Australia. How's that not one of your favourites? Just slide with me. Just slide with me.
It actually was great. And you know why also it was so great?
Why?
Because I listened to Switch on my headphones. No, I didn't. It's a tune.
It is a tune.
Yes.
Okay, we need to discuss something.
What's happened?
I can see on the piece of paper here, our little rundown for the show. It says, what did you wake up with in your bed? Tommy in Mexico. Now, I imagined what you were getting up to in Mexico, and that's pretty spot on to what I thought you were getting up with. But I don't feel like that's what we'd be discussing in a family-friendly hour.
Yes, it is not as saucy as it sounds. Well, it is actually saucy, but kind of literally saucy. Yeah.
Oh.
So it was the first night I'd got in, and as soon as I arrived in Mexico, I had a full day of work, right? And, you know...
Did you actually do work in Mexico?
Yeah, I did.
I just imagine you partying.
Well, if I say I work, that means I can claim some of my drinks on tax, right?
Okay.
So in that case,
you can claim
your
pina colada. Yes, I drank it.
I did. So I got in and did full day's work. And you know, there's two attitudes with jet lag, and mine is basically you've just got to get on the clock of wherever you land.
So don't nap when you arrive.
If you nap when you arrive, you're done.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So I worked, and then I stayed up, and I was like falling asleep on my feet. And finally, I got to my room and I thought, I'm just going to order some room service and I'm going to sit down, I'm going to eat that and then I'm going to try and sleep for another hour or two and go to bed.
Yeah.
That's not what happened. I ordered some room service and then I woke up the next day and I went, I don't even remember going to bed. And I rolled over in
bed. Not for the normal reasons you don't remember going to bed.
I thought I must have just literally fallen asleep. And then I rolled over and I thought, my face is a bit wet. What is that? And then I lifted my hand up to my face and I had like stuff on my face. And I started to panic because I was like, where am I? Where am I? What's on my face? And I looked at it and it was all greasy. And I thought, that's cheese. And I thought, why have I got cheese? And then I thought, that's a corn chip. And I thought, why have I got a corn chip? And then I pushed back and I realised that I must have ordered nachos from room service. I passed out in my nachos and then had been rolling around bed in nachos.
Wow, and that sounds quite heaven though.
You know
just
what?
Rolling around in nachos in your bed.
And, you know
and just
what?
Eating as they pop into your mouth as you roll over them.
I think a better man than me would have gone, oh, that's disgusting. I thought, well, I'll have a couple more. Because, I mean, they're here, right?
It's like having pizza the next morning.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Why not?
And the instant disgust of me passing out in my nachos was completely erased by the fact, hang on, someone's got themselves some brekkie nachos.
It's like my friend when I used to go out like nightclubbing when I was 19. He always insisted on getting a Big Mac on the way home, and he'd fall asleep in his bed while he's eating it, and he'd wake up and he had Big Mac. Literally, he'd go to sleep on his back, and the Big Mac would be spread out on his chest, and we'd all be like, "Oh, Morgan, put the stuff."
And then again, brekkie Big Mac. That's heaven.
I wonder if he ever ate it in the morning. I was never around
What
to
do you
see.
Mean you wonder? He definitely did. Even when I tell people, no, I didn't eat it. You know I did, of course.
I woke up with blood in my bed the other day.
Oh, okay. What happened? Killed someone again?
Well, I did think, did things get hectic in the night? No, it was when I cut my leg the other night. But I cut my leg when we had been out dancing and stuff. And so I went to sleep. And you know when you do an injury when you're out, you don't notice it's a problem until the next day. And you go, oh, what's hurting? Oh, that was the injury from the night before. And it was the blood from my leg all in bed. But it was really disturbing.
See, that's lucky that wasn't me, because I would have rolled over and thought, just tomato again. I'll eat that. I found myself eating my own blood.
All right, so you want to find out what people woke up with in their bed in the morning.
13, 10, 60.
This is great.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be saucy.
No, in fact, it's better if it's not saucy.
Sorry, again, I meant tomato sauce. I meant it doesn't have to be food.
No.
Right?
No.
It can be anything. The weirder the better. Yes. Give us a call, 131060. What did you wake up with in your bed?
We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
131060. We'd love to know, what did you wake up in your bed?
Yeah, it's just a classic. I think you missed the word with.
Or next to.
Yeah. Because first night in Mexico, I was so tired from the day that I woke up the next morning and thought, oh, that is half a plate of nachos all through my bed. And then
you ate them.
Brekkie nachos. It was actually the best move I could have ever done.
Oh, we got Ryan on the line. Ryan, what did you wake up with in your bed?
Yeah, g'day, guys. I woke up with a gardening gnome in my bed.
And how did you – do you remember where it came from, how and why?
Oh, I know exactly where it came from. My mum loves a bit of gardening, and so she, you know, takes pride in her front lawn, and she's got a few little gnome families happening out there, and I'm just, you know, guessing something happened one night, and I just took it to bed.
Oh, so it is literally a ceramic. We're not being just dismissive of a short, hairy bloke that you had a good time with.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Okay. I love how the bit that he felt he needed to explain is why there was a gnome in the garden, not the bit as to why that gnome in the garden ended up in his bed.
Cheeky gnome. I love it. Hey, Harry, what did you wake up with in your bed?
Well, it was a slippery when wet sign.
from the side of a road?
Yeah, so I woke up in the morning and I asked the boys in the group message what the hell happened and why I have a slippery when wet sign. And he said that we were at Macca's and I was following the cleaner around and he put it down, I picked it up and I ran out with it.
Oh, not a road sign. Like, not as in the road gets slippery, as in you put it down when you've been cleaning the floor. Right? Yeah.
The big yellow one.
Did you give it a little snuggle?
Oh, Tom, still got it.
Memorabilia from a good night out.
I mean, yeah, any of the jokes I'm going to make about that.
I think we should move on. Tom, what did you wake up with next to in your bed?
I woke up from a nap after a big night and I really felt like frozen party pies and sausage rolls.
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't cooked them. I woke up from a nap feeling like, oh, I really feel like some frozen pies. So I went to the freezer and I got them out and turned the oven on, and then I just went and sat on the couch for a sleep and woke up with frozen, well, they were thawed out a little bit sitting in front of the couch. But, yeah, frozen pies and sausage rolls.
So, mate, you didn't wake up with them in your bed because you're on the couch. Is that right?
But I was asleep, yeah.
Sorry, I just dozed off in the middle of your story there, Tom. But that was partly our fault. You're not a broadcasting professional, and that's fine. We are going to go to our producer, because luckily she's got a pro.
And she's got a cracker of a story. Are you there, Son?
I'm here. Sorry about that last caller, guys.
Nah, that's fine. Sonda, you can only do one woman's work, and occasionally one gets through, and that is just fine.
Your story better be bloody good.
I woke up with an Indian man in my bed who I thought was an English man the night before.
Right.
Hold on. What? Okay, hold on. So what was it? He was Indian, you went to bed thinking you were going to bed with an Englishman.
I went to bed thinking that I'd picked up an English guy And I kept telling him that I'd lived in London, and he didn't care at all because, as it turned out, he was Indian and had nothing to do with England. So he must have thought I was so random.
It's the strangest thing to tell an Indian man over and over again.
Oh, yeah, I've lived in London.
Oh, yeah.
You know
the
pub at the corner of... No, I don't.
No, he did not care.
Hey, Son, just before you go, can I get a price check in off?
Price check in all three. Carrie and Tommy to the front counter.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, Tiffany Hall and Cass Dunn here. We are so excited to share with you our new show called Crappy to Happy. And Cass, there are so many ways to feel crappy.
Absolutely. We're stressed, we're busy, overwhelmed, eating too much sugar, emotional eating.
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
You're a personal trainer, I'm a psychologist. Together we've worked with thousands of people to help them improve their emotional, mental, physical well-being.
It's going to be so much fun. And you're going to learn a lot along the way.
And so are we.
And so are we from each other. So go to podcastone.com.au and tune in.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right now, let's do this.
Same, but backwards.
Yep, we play a song in reverse to Carrie and Tommy. They've got to guess the title and artist and get a point for that.
And I'm on a hot streak.
You are. Something's happened. But I'm feeling up and about today. I'm going to win this. I know you've won the last few, but I'm back.
I think I've only won the last one.
Whatever. Take the two, mate. Just
okay.
Take it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
In that case, I am on the streak.
Ready to play?
All right. Here we go. Song number one.
Tommy.
Oh, Tommy's in.
Oh. Work.
I knew that too.
Riri.
It is.
Because I've just worked out if it's just the one word, which is work, and then you play it backwards, it still kind of sounds the same.
Crop.
All right, song number two.
Oh, Tommy.
Oh, Tommy's in.
Tommy, I've already buzzed in. I know, but I know it. Yeah?
You can have a go after if he gets it wrong. Tommy?
It's
I've got it.
It's one of those, those groups, Shepherd. It's Fairy Shepherd.
No, it's
wrong.
Not. It's Back Road, and it's...
is it?
Back Road, is that
is
what it's
this,
called?
Is this the body...
I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you that.
Body, yep.
But who sings
and it's,
it?
I know
it's not
it.
Niall.
I know it.
It's not Harry. It's not...
it's none of them.
It's not Liam.
It's not any of those. I know this. Tommy have a go.
It's the Aussie guy. No, he's not Aussie. He's a country singer.
Can Tommy have a go? Buzz her out. Give Tommy a go.
Can we share this?
If you let me to have a go.
Okay, we can share it. Yeah.
It is because I always get nervous when you say his name, Buzz. That's why I know who it is. It's Sam Hunt.
It is.
Sam Hunt.
Yes.
Body like a back road.
Body like a back road.
Oh, that's right. Because loves this song because it reminds her of her back knee.
All right. I've given you half a point each for that. You helped each other out. That's good. Okay. That's good teamwork. Here you go. Song number three.
Carrie.
Oh, Carrie's in.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Which is
who sings
who?
It?
Itty bitty bitty thing walks in.
Oh, can Tommy have this?
I get drunk.
Hang on.
No,
can
it's
Tommy have it. Oh, Buzz her out again, Buzz.
Hang on. No. Oh, I can't think of
the 5 seconds, Carrie. The artist.
Oh, that's heaps. Give it to Tommy.
Two.
Give it to Tommy.
B.
I'm buzzing you out.
I don't know.
It's Sir Mix-a-Lot.
It is.
Oh, it is.
2.5 to 1/2.
Yeah. 2.5 to 1/2.
I get sprung.
All right, here we go. Song.
So what is it? It's 2 to what?
2.5.
It's 2.5 to 1/2.
Yeah.
Oh, do we not even get to split that one? I got the song.
No.
Nah, you got none of that, mate.
I did. I sang it for you.
Here we go.
Anyway.
Song number four.
Carrie's
in.
Lay It All On Me Now by the Delicious Vance Joy.
It is.
That was very well done. Did that really well.
All right. 1.5 to 2.5. These half points. So you need to get this one, Carrie.
Okay.
Here we go. The final one.
Carrie.
Oh, Carrie's in.
It
is.
Tommy buzzed in first.
No, I buzzed in just by a split second.
Wake up and go shopping.
Does that mean we need a tiebreaker?
That is the first ever tiebreaker.
And I bet you don't have any more songs to play, do you?
Well, we never ever go this far. It's usually you wiping Tommy off the planet.
You're going to have to sing a song backwards then, yeah?
Great, Buzz. Go for it.
All right, hang on. C-B-A.
Tommy. It's ABC.
It is.
Tommy wins.
Yeah, you didn't say the name. Jackson 5.
Oh, we can't give away another half point.
Why? He didn't say the title. You have to say the name of the person who wrote the song and Buzz, the title.
You know how you're the judge in this. Carrie's giving you some real attitude. I'd give it to the winner.
Tommy's the winner.
Let's call it a tie.
Backwards. It is back next week.
Let's call it a tie. Oh.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, our gorgeous producer, Caitlin, is here with us. And don't you reckon part of not only a producer's job, but she also has it in her everyday life. She's very good at things. She's very good at organising stuff.
She's a very capable human.
That's exactly what I'm trying to
Which
say.
Which is why I feel like we're good friends.
Yes, right. And because you need one in your life.
Yes, I do.
And I found out something that Caitlin has been doing, and I think we need to bring it up with her.
Oh.
Because I think it needs to stop.
Is it affecting us or just her?
It's affecting her, but it's also affecting now my view of how capable she is as a human.
I want to know. I like thinking that she's capable.
I think you want to really know because it's making me laugh a lot too. She just calmly mentioned to me earlier because I need to do some washing, right? Mm. I have some gigs coming up and I thought I didn't bring enough like shirts.
You were away for a long time and then you go, right. Yeah. So have you been washing?
This will be my first load of washing I've been doing. I mean, my body, yes, my body is clean.
No, you smell clean.
Thank you. It is weird that you insist on sniffing me before each show. Pre-show sniff, get over here. Okay, the show can go on. I don't know why I didn't think more of it at the time because Caitlin just calmly said to me, why are you doing washing? And I said, well, I've been away. And she goes, yeah, but you just wear your underwear in the shower and that washes it and then you hang it up to dry and then you don't need to wash it. Yeah.
You shower in your underwear.
No.
Yes, you do. And you know what's even weirder about that? I've been away it'll be about 2 weeks by the time I'm fully back. You've been away for 2 days.
Why don't you bring more underwear, babe?
Yeah.
No. You've got it wrong.
Well, have I? Because this is exactly what you said to me.
No, so what I meant was...
You know how I went quiet? Because we went for a walk together and Caitlin told me that in the middle of the walk. You know how I went quiet for the second half of the walk? It's because I was thinking to myself, is this woman really washing her jocks in the shower?
I mean, I've been known to wash them in a sink when I've been away.
I think that's completely different. She's just jumping into the shower in her jocks and going,
this could be genius.
Clean.
So what happens? So you wash your body as if you're having a normal shower and the soap suds just go down to the undies? Is that what happens?
Yeah, right. Let's go with that. Yes.
Why are you being weird?
No,
this is not what you do.
So it's not what I was talking about. So I take my undies in with me. Like I'm still
still naked?
Birthday suit, yeah.
You told me that you wore them
in. No, I never said that.
You don't. Hey, we're friends. You don't stress.
No. So I got the advice from my mum when I was in Europe to wash my undies in the shower while I was showering. Which, right.
That's pretty good advice.
And then hang it out after, and then it'll be clean by the next morning because you know you can go 8 days without having a washing machine.
But do you find that it is clean the next morning because it's still damp because you're in a hotel room and it doesn't dry?
No, it did because I was in Europe at the time and we're in LA, so the sun's out. It's hot.
But you're inside a room. Where are you drying them? Are you taking them down to the pool at lunchtime and just laying them over all the seats? Sorry.
An Aussie girl's just laid her jocks everywhere. You're one step away from taking the dishes in with you as well and just making it a one-stop washing shop.
Don't worry about picking up the room service. I've got it covered. Yeah. Just clean it myself.
Honestly, are you wearing your jocks in the shower?
No.
She's got a bit red.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, normally now we do Raptor Raw, the things that we've been excited about from the week, the things that we're still hurting from. Mm. But I feel like a week where we've been to LA and we've seen Pink on the world famous rooftop, we can't really complain about much.
It's been the best.
It's been the best. So I think let's just collectively say we're wrapped this week.
Yeah, let's relive it now.
I noticed about your album was that you like to swear, which may fill my heart with joy because we got told on our radio station that I had to stop swearing so much because we're in a black PG after school time slot. And my daughter has started swearing and the only person that's responsible for that is me. She's only 2.5. Does your daughter swear?
A lot of the Willow's first swear words were her father's.
Right.
We swear differently.
Do you?
We have totally different styles.
Right.
And you can absolutely tell right away which one it came from, and the first couple ones were absolutely his. She was walking around the around the house at like, I don't know, 3. She goes, this f***ing door.
And I'm like, that's him.
He's like, yep, that one's mine. So
it's hard though because I'm sure, like when Carrie's daughter swears, you want to laugh.
It's so cute.
And then you were trying to say stop, but also you're like filming her secretly and then showing your friends.
Well, what about she started saying what the f***? And then my son taught her to say what the cheese, and she goes, what the cheese f***? And I was like, see, that's just too cute.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the world famous rooftop, Bing!
Hey, I hope everybody else has enjoyed the week as much as we have.
Well, there's probably a chance they haven't enjoyed it as much as we have.
Well, but I mean,
because we actually got to live it.
But
I don't want to be downer, but I don't want you to make it sound like everybody got to come because they didn't.
But they got to hear an amazing gig.
That was
and awesome. A great chat. So even if you haven't had just as much fun, I hope you've all had a great week as well.
Yeah, and if you want to relive it, you can head to hit.com.au. It's Carrie and Tommy right across Australia.
I mean, don't tell them to relive it twice, boss. That's too much. Bloody hell, mate.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.